another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruise Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 8 with verses 18 through 21. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared to with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We'll have the truth burying the truth in the moment when it comes to taking advantage of what's going on around us. And it really doesn't matter what that thing might be. We really don't realize that we're going against the truth of spirit until we find ourselves in a predicament we cannot stop. To glorify Christ allows you to try and make sense of this each and every time by simply placing God first. Allowing yourself the opportunity to glorify Him in everything that you surrender to in His cross. Paul called this slavery that has been set free, revealing the spirit of truth to enlighten your soul to live piety. We must realize that the spirit of truth is not speaking on its own, but it is the Lord that is within us, giving us an opportunity to feel love, faith, and hope of His charity. His lights will always shine through the darkness and allow a gracious, kind-hearted, and righteous feeling of redemption. So turn the light on and allow yourself to feel and see this each and every day and not be afraid of what it will do to take away the world, but bring you to a realization of understanding His salvation, His holy will. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to ask that you work on the hearts of our children. Seek forgiveness in their souls. That's Alexandra, Alan. As we share love, faith, and hope of salvation with all of our children, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying, as we do each day. We pray for peace in the name of Jesus, that their thoughts would be filled with His love. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruise Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 8. We're in verses 18 through 21 this morning. Two stanza poem, one line ending. It's titled, Slavery Saw Sin Freed. Foundation Fought. Us revealed glory compares not sufferings now. God's children revelation story expected eagerly awaits creation. How? Senselessness creation subjected, own accord not. Subjected one corrected, slavery saw sin. Freed foundation fought. God's children, freedom, His glorious spot. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruise Wiggins. It's December 8th, 2021. We celebrate the solemnity of our Lord's Mother today. Awesome opportunity to understand the birth of Jesus. as we look to the Immaculate Conception today and understand the birth is not too far away. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning, have an awesome, I love you so much, have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. We normally do some impromptu work, but we're going to make it short and sweet as we close today at about 7:03. Thanks for joining us as we look back on how far we've come in these last 7 years or more, 10 years or more. It's 2012 when we began this adventure, sharing the Word of God in rhyme. I wanted to label it Universal Utterings because it is the world that we talk to each time. We want to speak universally what it means to grasp the Word of God and to enjoy salvation without making it too hard. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, we close. In His precious name of freedom.